Burden to E.G. White, December 16, 1909. Loma Linda, December 16, 1909. Mrs. E.G. White, Sanitarium, California. Dear Sister, knowing that you are interested in the work at Loma Linda, I will tell you about our recent missionary work. Our students engaged heartily in the Thanksgiving ingathering with the Review and Herald and received together over $400 for foreign missions, with 1,500 reviews circulated. They all had excellent experiences, but I can mention only a few. One young lady, who had engaged in this work for the first time, called where a man was painting a house. He treated her very coolly and turned her down, so she passed on and started in at the next house. He called to her it was no use going in there, as that was his home, and there was only his wife inside, who would not be interested in it. The worker turned to go away, but something impelled her to go back, so she went and rapped on the door. And just as she entered, a little baby in its mother's arms went into a spasm. The mother was frightened, not knowing what to do, as the child seemed to be dying. The nurse noticed that she had a boiler of water on the stove just the right temperature for a hot bath. She asked the woman to bring a washtub, and soon she had the baby in a hot bath, which soon brought it to again. Meantime, the lady had called her husband, and as they watched the nurse apparently bring the baby back to life and hand it to them, of course they were overjoyed with gratitude and were ready to listen to the nurse tell her story of the need of the missions. They gave her some money and she went on. A brother, who was working the business district, called at a department store. The manager told him that he had no interest in missions or in religious things, did not believe in the Bible. He had often asked ministers questions concerning it that they could not answer. The worker solicited him to ask him the questions, promising to answer them if he could. The man did so, and then followed a long discussion on all the topics of the truth as held by us. All the clerks and customers stood by and listened while the proprietor and one of our students canvassed the truth all through. It made a deep impression and resulted in quite a large contribution to missions. Last camp meeting, a young girl, only 17, who lived at the racetrack town just outside of Los Angeles, applied to us to come to Loma Linda to take the nurse's course. She was not an Adventist, nor was she a Christian, but said she had had a longing for better things and felt that she would find them at Loma Linda. We hesitated to take her in, but finally granted her the privilege on probation. When the time came for the campaign, she offered herself for the work. About half a dozen advised me not to let her go out, but every time we made a call for volunteers, she would present herself. Finally, I made up my mind to let her try it. As she had very little knowledge of the truth and of our work, of course, she was illy prepared to present the matter. But at the first house she went to, as she knocked on the door, she noticed a text on the wall, John 3, verse 16. As she tried to present her matter, the people rudely turned her down, but the text wrote itself upon her memory, so that as she walked to the next house, conviction started to settle upon her as to the great sacrifice God had made to save men. This gave her a canvas to present to the people at the next door, which had a wonderful effect, as she impressed that if God had so loved us that He gave the best He had, we should be willing to sacrifice our little that the heathen may learn of His love. Her honest heart was touched, and it is needless to say, she took the heart of the people with her simple story as she passed from house to house and gathered funds at each place for the needy fields, doing even better than all of the workers who went out with her to show her how to do the work. That evening, when we had our meeting to relate experiences encountered during the day, it was the first time this little girl had ever spoken, and as she arose, she said, in simple words, "I think I did more today than any of you, because I went out to work for others and converted myself." The simple story of her work and the new experience she had met had a wonderful effect upon the meeting. The students felt that the time had been well spent and were sorry when the work closed, and they returned to their work and studies with renewed vigor. I think we have 95 of the most consecrated young people as I have ever seen together in school. During the ingathering and the 2 weeks that followed, our third-year class and a few of the medical students and two of our physicians were out in evangelistic medical work in the cities and villages of the valley. Doors were thrown wide open to them, and they ministered to the people physically and spiritually. The longer they worked, the more they found to do. The homes and hearts of people seemed to be thrown wide open to them. Especially was this true in the city of Pasadena. They found more work than they could carry on. When the time came for them to return to their studies, the church at Pasadena appealed for us to send another company of workers, as they could not bear to see the work stopped. They raised by subscription $45 a month to help carry on the work if we would furnish the workers. But we seemed to be still short of workers to meet the constant calls. If we had two more evangelistic physicians and about a dozen consecrated, competent nurses, we could keep them all busy with the present openings, to say nothing of those that continually open as the workers push forward. Surely the Lord has gone before us. We are now studying how we can divide our nurses and keep all the work moving, in the school, sanitarium, and in the field. We are thinking of sending east for two more physicians to come and help us. Last Sunday, the mayor of Los Angeles took dinner with us at Loma Linda. The dining room was crowded with guests. He was delighted with the place, and especially with the spirit he found. He remarked that it was such a rest to come to this Christian home with the graft of the city public life. Our workers, who have been in the field, invited the people to come and visit the institution, and our dining room is crowded with guests from the surrounding towns and villages every Sunday. Our patronage is improving. We now have between 45 and 50 patients. Each day at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, in the parlor we have Bible readings and are taking the patients through all the doctrinal features of our faith, as well as other important subjects. Just now, Elder Owen is conducting a verse-by-verse study of the Book of Revelation, and the patients are intensely interested. Three have recently begun the observance of the Sabbath, and others say the truth looks very clear. We are having the most ideal sanitarium work here at Loma Linda of anything I have ever seen in all my experience, and I contribute it quite largely to the influence of the school with the sanitarium. This keeps up a healthy, spiritual atmosphere in the hearts of the workers. A number of the patients attend the Bible classes with the students. As soon as we get our chapel finished, our Bible classes will be held in the Sabbath school rooms, which will be nearer the sanitarium, and I am sure many more of the patients will then be in attendance. We chartered the medical school last Thursday. Papers have gone on to the Secretary of State. So if any of our students finish their course and graduate, they will now have an opportunity of being recognized by the state and the privilege of practicing the sanitarium healing art, the same as physicians from other schools. We feel we have much yet to do in equipping this school for its work, with competent instructors and facilities. But the Lord is going before us just as fast as we move forward, and we feel sure will help us to perfect the work as we move in His fear. We are anxious now to secure the help of Dr. Newton E. Blank, who is at Nashville, Tennessee, teaching in the university, to connect with the school work. He was one of the leading teachers in the American Medical Missionary College years ago, and everyone thinks him just the man for the place. He has given us some encouragement that he will connect with us next year. 10 workers have now gone from Loma Linda to foreign fields. 4 to South America and 4 to China. 1 to India and 1 to Japan. Another starts for India next month. The Foreign Mission Board is calling for them just about as fast as we can get them ready. We shall be glad to hear from you whenever you have time to write. Mrs. Burden is well and working hard. Yours truly, signed, Burden.